going to tell you how the Big Beautiful Bill will affect food stamps, also known as the SNAP program, and when these changes will come into effect.
My food stamps went from $4,400 in food stamps every month to $38.
This one says people receiving SNAP / food stamp benefits. This is a blessing in disguise. When you lose your benefits, it's going to be the best thing you ever saw. People don't understand the value they have. Programs keeping a lot of people unmarried, uneducated. The government isn't your friend. Stop depending them on handouts. Step up. The only way to make a diamond is with pressure. Because the whole food stamps and Section 8 thing is only like a program to help you get back on your feet. It shouldn't be a program for super young people and people who are able-bodied to be on them for like decades. There's so many Americans on food stamps and Section 8 for like 10, 20, 30 years. They don't work, they don't want to do anything, and it's the same thing every single day. And they get so used to food stamps and Section 8. It's getting to a point where a lot of Americans right now, the moment they're off food stamps, they're all going to start stealing. This person says, if you see me stealing, mind your own business. This person says, if you're physically able to rob a store, you should be physically able to go get a job. I don't know what's going on here, but it seems like the moment EBT and food stamps are gone, everyone thinks one thing. I'm going to rob a grocery store, and that shouldn't be a thing. Check out some of these videos.
You know what? I really hate to say this, but I hope they do dismantle the whole SNAP benefits program, because a lot of y'all are lazy. Like, let's just really face it. This program has been around for years, okay? Years. And a lot of y'all still have not learned. Y'all are lazy. You don't either want to get up and go to work, or you don't want to find you a better job because you're comfortable with what you're doing. You don't want to do too much, but you're expecting to get paid a lot of money to do nothing. Get up and get a job or go get a better job. It is not the government's responsibility to feed you. This is the type of BS that I've been seeing on my timeline, and it is very frustrating, okay? What a lot of people fail to understand and realize that 80% of people that are on the SNAP benefit program work. And the reason that they are on the program is because life is expensive. Groceries are expensive. Rent or mortgages are expensive. Living is expensive. So for those who are complaining about others who are frustrated about this shutdown regarding the SNAP benefits program, you really need to wake up and stop judging. Not everyone is lazy. Not everyone is sitting on their couch not doing anything. Life is expensive. There are folks out here who make $100K a year or make $75K a year and are still struggling. There are families who have the father around, because I know that's a thing too. You got all these kids, you shouldn't be having all these kids with these men. Yeah, there are families who have all parents and all parties involved and are still struggling. So before you open up your mouth and judge, make sure you're not next.
Get ready with me to prepare for having our food stamps cut. We still have not received our deposit for October, so it's been a month and a half since we've been able to grocery shop. So I've been utilizing food pantries. I meal prepped some teriyaki chicken with rice and Brussels sprouts. I got a lot of this stuff from the food pantry, but some of this is leftovers from the last SNAP deposit, banana muffins, popsicles, grapes. I got a bunch of potatoes to make stuff. I have beans soaking, and the food bank gave me turkey necks. I guess I will be boiling beans with turkey necks, but yeah. I usually meal prep every week, but I wanted to make some extra and a bunch of stuff to freeze because this, if you see somebody stealing, you didn't.
Hey y'all, what y'all doing? People losing their damn mind because come November 1st, food stamps will not be on their damn cards. And even some of them talking about stealing.
I'm gonna tell y'all straight up like this. I just got that text that the link is definitely cut the fuck off for November. Y'all better stay the fuck out of my way in these stores. I'm walking out with cards and I'm not paying for shit.
First of all, you're on the internet talking about you're about to go steal on November 1st because your food stamps is not coming on a card. Don't you know the FBI, the CIA, and the police is looking at all y'all talking about going to steal? Don't y'all know that? You're not the brightest candle in the candle holder, huh? Second of all, if you can get your ass up to go steal, you can get your ass up to go get a job. I'm just saying. And I don't mind about disabled people and people that really can't work like old people. I understand that they need a little assistance, but if you're able-bodied and you young and you having 50,000 kids, girl, please, go get a job. It's over. No more food stamps for you tonight. It is over. Donald Trump ain't changing his mind. What in your right mind think that you could sit up and have 55 million babies and think that I'm gonna have to pay for the rest of my damn life? Bitch, please. See, the problem is the Democrats got y'all thinking that y'all could stay on food stamps and the Section 8 and the government assistance forever. That's how they get y'all votes. I'm here to tell you. No. Moral of the story is, take your ass out there if you want to. When you come out of that grocery store with that basket, you're gonna find somebody waiting on your ass. I'm just saying. Girl, welcome to the working force, okay? You talking about you need food for your kids? Get a job at McDonald's. Kids love Happy Meals. You can get all the free fries you want.
I'm over here at the store, y'all. And, you know, they done cut a bitch's food stamp short, right? But y'all know I ain't the only one, and I know it's bad. When all the chip mates is gone, but you got a full variety of these bitches right here. But the chip mates is gone. 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 Damn. Y'all couldn't leave a bitch just one pack of chip mates? Y'all know we struggling out here.
Did y'all hear about the woman who's about to get 10 years in prison for selling baked goods because she bought the ingredients with her food stamps? Somebody had to snitch on her and inform the government that she was selling baked goods in the first place, and that's how they were able to put all of this together. But I want to tell you how to keep yourself out of trouble if you're doing something similar. So if you're the neighborhood candy lady, or if you bake things and sell them but you buy the ingredients with your food stamps, here's how you need to go about it so that you don't get busted. Every time you use your food stamp card, there's a digital record of everything that you purchase. You can prevent this from happening by going to your local farmer's market for your groceries. In most states, when you go to the farmer's market, you swipe your EBT card and they give you like coins or dollars to spend at the market only. This means that there's no record of what you actually purchased while you were at said market. So if somebody comes back and reports you, there's no evidence that you ever bought ingredients to make something. Do with that information what you need to. I just thought I would help someone who doesn't want to get into trouble, but is just trying to make some extra cash for their family.
So everybody talks about Publix. Let's talk about Winn-Dixie prices. Red Dragon fruit. Come on. Come on, people. What is going on here? $5.99 for a honeydew melon. And then apples. Apples, $5, $6, $5, $6.49. Look at the prices of the oranges. I mean, we can't eat healthy. A whole watermelon is $7.99. A half of one is $5. Onions? Come on, look at these prices, man. How can we eat healthy? A bag of potatoes, $6.99, $5. And then we tried to find a fruit stand the other day and couldn't find one. But if you want to eat like crap, you can get these. Buy one, get one, and that's all it costs for these yummy treats. Or you can go this way. So we'll just be fat and fluffy. And these, that's a good price, but is it Adele?
It's outrageous. Look at your pills. Freaking, that's ridiculous.
And then we got the Reese's, of course, for $17.99. How you feeling about that?
Not good.
There's a pill. She's back at it. We can eat blueberry muffins, and for only $1.19 is good. And you know, the holidays are coming.
You just have to add
I don't know how people are gonna look at that $7.99 for olive oil, and it is only the small bottle. So, but you can go BOGO for $27.99 for olive oil. This is the store brand.
$10.
This is a sale too for $10. Look at the big price, $13.99 for Oscar Mayer. Center cut. $9.99. The store brand soup is
that water.
$3.29. Remember when this used to be $1.29?
It's for a egg of Tyson. It's $10.
But you do have a BOGO.
Yeah.
Bubba's Burgers that everybody gets for the grilling is $17.99.
What the hell is happening?
This is the Smith this year for, you know, Thanksgiving.
Price is
$8.99. Did you know Dunkin' had cold foam?
I did not know that.
Even though they have this sticker, it's cheaper at Walmart because I use this all the time, so I'm going to get it because I don't want to go to the other store.
We had French vanilla, but I like that.
The zero sugar for $6.49. Mm-hmm. The big one. This is something new I've never seen, but I'll make my own, thank you, for way cheaper and get way more. Let's blow this popsicle stand.
Okay, so since I've gotten so much feedback on my video about 15 hours of community service, I'm going to break it down to you very simply why I'm so against it, okay? First of all, I already have to take care of my 7 kids, okay? That is my service, okay? That's me contributing to society. Why would I go to a place and have to do mandatory hours when they can control when I have to show up? They can control which days a week I have to do those hours. They can control whether or not I can use my phone during those hours. Those are 3 guidelines that I'm not willing to comply with. I don't care. And that should not put me at risk of losing my $2,700 in food stamps at all. So y'all are sitting here jumping down my case because I'm like pretty much on strike for doing these 15 hours.
I honestly need for y'all to pipe down celebrating people not getting their food stamps next month and literally going hungry for Thanksgiving, because I literally be buying those stamps. Like, chill. I don't know why y'all feel like buying food with cash is a flex, but it is the fuck not. It's not a flex. As a person who fought for this garbage-ass country, became a veteran, and hot take, should be entitled first priority to those benefits, yet isn't first priority. As a matter of fact, don't qualify because I make 90% disability. I'm not finna hate on the next motherfucker that gets stamps. You wanna know why? Cause I be buying them bitches. Like, pipe the fuck down.
If this no food stamp situation is not teaching women nothing else, it's teaching you to get up off your ass and go work. And go figure it out for you and them babies, because them babies do not deserve to live a hard life, and neither do you. Everybody has gotten too daggone lazy. You got some kind of creative space. Work anywhere. I got on buses. I work jobs I didn't want to work jobs at to feed my children and make sure they had a decent life. And I kept evolving. It's no excuses out here. Nobody is going to save you. Not the government, not Kamala, not Trump, not state officials. Nobody but yourself. You got to save yourself, period. And save them babies. Get to it.
Y'all, I woke up this morning about to go spend my food stamps on my food stamp card. Check my balance. It said 0 balance. So I checked my transaction. Somebody used my food stamps in the middle of the night while I was asleep. When my food stamp card got loaded, somebody went shopping twice. And they even spent the last $1.30 that was on there. They didn't leave a penny on that card. And whoever's doing this scamming shit, stealing these food stamps cards, ought to be ashamed of themselves. Because I need my money. I need my food. So for y'all to steal from a 60-year-old woman, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And I hope God takes good care of you. Yeah, I hope you get the, I get whatever you got coming to you. And I hope they catch your ass.
Oh, and to the 1,000 and some people that unfollow me this year, don't come back now. They done started cutting people on EBT, a.k.a. food stamps already. Remember how we thought it was a game and we thought it was a joke? Well, I didn't. Remember how y'all thought it was a game and y'all thought it was a joke? Actually, It has already begun. It has begun. So when I was telling y'all to go ahead and start your garden, start your food forest, start your farms and all that using the EBT, y'all didn't want to listen to me. So to them thousands of some people that unfollowed me, I wish I knew who you were so I could block you. Because now you're going to really wish you stayed on my page. But I got some big news for everybody else that has been so supportive. I got some big news for y'all today. Like, seriously, I just got to do the finishing touches on everything and buckle down. But I'm excited. It's my time, y'all. It is my time to teach y'all. Y'all got no choice but to listen now.
What does that take, man? So just those two? Mm-hmm. Hold on, what's that one? Oh my, they didn't say this one? Mm-hmm. Girl, you take the muffins? Mm-hmm. That's a deal, 188. Oh my God, that's crazy. Not even a juice?
The juice, yeah, no.
They didn't take the juice for real? When they started that, it must have been this much. So what's the best?
Girl, did they take the Reese's? Let me see. Sure, they took the Reese's. They ain't taking the juice, y'all. Take the juices, though. The green juice.
I don't know if
you Reese, they didn't take your Reese. Food stamps is going right now. They don't even take it.
Look, y'all made the lady cut the light off. No, it's okay. Come on. Let's just get the sauce. Come on.
Oh, she said she gonna keep it.
Okay.
Huh, what's the balance?
Girl, so we can't buy no kids.
$14. $14.92.
$14.92. Okay.
They didn't take any no Reese's or food stamps no more. No kidding. So they went live when they said they gonna take out all the all snacks. They're taking away all the snacks off EBT. What's the point of that? Okay, how about this thing?
Okay, y'all just mad because I get 3 canned food stamps. So what? I get all kinds of snacks while I'm sitting here chilling or whatever, paying no bills. No bills. I'm on government assistance. My son back there with his snacks. Government assistance, 3 canned food
stamps. Y'all, they just took my food stamps. Oh my gosh. I can't even begin to tell y'all how frustrated I am. But more importantly, what am I gonna do? Now, I told y'all something was a little iffy and that we have to get our ducks in a row, y'all. We have to get our ducks in a row because guess what? Now I gotta figure out myself, but that's cool. The whole thing is they're doing food stamp reductions. Now, did I think it was gonna be me? No, I didn't. I'm not gonna lie to y'all, I really didn't. But here we are. So for all y'all thinking that I just be BSing and this is not going on, this is going on. You can Google it. You can Google it. Google Trump administration food stamps and see what you don't read. But yeah, y'all, and get this. It was only $400 anyway. Like, how did I make the cut, the list of who to reduce? Talk about you don't meet the eligibility requirements anymore. That's crazy work.
What's up, girl? It's your girl, Quay. And yeah, let's cook these kids some breakfast. We're going to cook some buttermilk waffles, some French toast sticks, blueberry waffles, and I'm going to do some Roger Wood sausages. So yeah, y'all, just look for me. I'm going to go with some. Walmart Piggly Wiggly. Basically everywhere, honestly. Kroger's. Yeah. What you doing, self-checkout? Really? No. You're saying I was going to check out your skin levels?
Make sure it's you who's getting it.
I just went to check the mail and I received a letter from the food stamps office.
It says, after multiple videos were sent into our office, we had to conduct an investigation. And during our investigation, we did come across a few discrepancies in your application. Therefore, over the last 6 months, you received benefits that did not belong to you and needs to be paid back. You know how much I have to pay back? Do you want to know how much food stamps I have to pay back? I have to pay back $27,000. Good thing is that they offer a payment plan, because where the fuck am I going to get $27,000 off of? And guess what? I'm not even going to pay it. Y'all have to prove to me. Where's the proof? This letter doesn't mean anything. Where's the proof? Show me the proof of what I was doing wrong. This is unbelievable. Didn't your parents ever teach you to mind your own business? Or they didn't teach you that?
My food stamps went from $4,400 in food stamps every month to $38. What am I supposed to get with $38 with six kids? How the hell am I supposed to support my kids on $38 in food stamps? Not to mention our disability checks on hold. Our Section 8, my rent isn't getting paid tomorrow. So I have to come up with $1,100. Okay, I am allergic to work. I can't work. I refuse to work. The whole reason I had kids was the amount of government benefits that you get for one child. And now, with the dependent age being 7 and younger, none of my kids are dependents now. None of them, because they're all older than 7. So how am I supposed to live? How do I feed my kids on $38? This is not okay. Not okay.